Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited that you are here with me today, December 22nd, 2021. Here we are. Definitely at the end of December and definitely at the end of 2021. Wow, where has the time gone? Well, listen, we have done it all together right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time worldwide, baby, with over 1 million listeners worldwide. You know why? Because we stream live on over 125 live streaming networks, including Spotify and Apple and iHeart and so many more, over in Portugal and Pakistan and places in the Middle East and the places in the UK, and we're all over the world, all over throughout the United States. And I want to thank you listeners for helping make this happen. If it wasn't for you tuning in, we wouldn't have any reason to expand, but because of you, we're expanding and expanding and expanding. And thanks to my network, the love of my life, my heart's, my producers, Doug and Don, with BBS radio station. I love them and they make this happen. It's such a powerful team. I'm so glad that God brought us together. Listen, if you are on your way out the door, guess what? You can still take us with you. Take a USB cord with you. Listen to us while you're in your car. If you're jogging, go ahead and download that app before you go. BBS radio. Download that app. If you're in your car and you just, if you're in your house and you're doing laundry or walking around cleaning up or working or whatever, go ahead and take us off your phone so you can use your phone and just go ahead and do, hey, Google, if you have Google, hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat and it'll bring you right in the show. Or if you have Alexa, go ahead and say, hey, Alexa, play BBS radio station number one, and it'll bring you right into the show with me live. And you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What a fun show we have for you today. I'm super excited about it. So listen, go ahead and get yourself together. Go ahead and get yourself together, because what we're going to do is we're going to take a sponsorship break and we're going to go right into ministerial moment. And then we're going to be with my first guest, Mary Kim. I'm super excited. We're going to be talking about Down syndrome, businesses, women, what God is doing. We're just going to be talking about it, chit-chatting. You don't want to miss it because she's got great pointers, encouragement, and so much more for you. So I'm excited about her coming. But first, sponsorship break, and we'll be right back with ministerial moment. Go ahead and tune in and tell a friend, you guys. We'll be right back after this break.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
All right, go ahead and check them out at lahosthairandwig.com. Go and check them out. They're expanding, you guys, and they're in over 300 Walmarts nationwide, and they just opened up their second location in Las Vegas. They're making moves. God is in it, you guys. I'm so excited about what God is doing with them. Wonderful couple. Okay, ministerial moment, which brings me to this, all right? This is the thing, all right? We know that the Bible says that the road is narrow, right? But I don't think a lot of us understand that in its entirety. You know, I've been walking in this walk for about 18 years. This is my third good time in my lifetime. For you, I might be aging myself, but this is my third time surrendering to God. And this is the longest time, and it's been the most fruitful time. And I just believe that everything is in God's timing. And I had made a post last week, and it was just talking about just how I wanted to give up, and it was so challenging, and what is it all about? And then the Holy Ghost was encouraging me and encouraging others when I was telling this testimony. And the thing is that whenever you're going against the grain, it's going to be challenging. Whenever you are challenging yourself to come out of your comfort zone, it's going to be hard. Whenever you are fighting against the what seems to be natural to your flesh because you want to live the way God has created you to live, and you don't have the answers and you don't know anything, but all you're doing is walking by faith, it's going to be hard. they're going to be, it's going to be opposition. It's going to be challenges against your faith. It's going to be challenges against, you know, what you're doing and things like that for the kingdom. Narrow is the way and few go in. Few. I have chosen to go in through the narrow way. So of course there's going to be battles and there's going to be times when I'm like, is it worth it? Am I doing the right thing? Is this what God wants me to do? Of course it's going to be that, because of course the devil don't want you to go the narrow way, because the strength is in the narrow way. If you're going along with what everybody else is doing, then you're in the comfort zone as of the majority. But those that are going in the narrow way are the true fighters. Those are the true warriors. Those are the true victors. Those are the true overcomers, because in the Bible, it talks about perseverance and endurance, and it talks about being an overcomer and a victor. So I have chosen to go the narrow way. And of course, there's tears along the way. And of course, there's times when you question along the way, because you look around like Noah. I mean, look at Noah. Noah was the narrow way. He was doing exactly what God says. The majority was drinking and partying and worrying about their fame and worrying about popularity and who's more popular in social media, who's the most famous coach, who's the best teacher, who's the most popular apostle, who's the most fabulous prophet. And Noah chose to do what God told him to do. And it was the narrow way, because he believed God without seeing the rain. He went on and started building, and it was for kingdom purposes. And he trusted God and he went the narrow way. And of course there was emotional and mental and you're dying of the flesh and you're going against the grain. Your family is trusting you because you're trusting God. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of weight. But God says that he won't give us too much that we cannot handle. The Bible says that he blesses us without burdens. So I'm believing in my faith, in my trust in God, that when I'm going the narrow way, no matter how much it doesn't feel comfortable, no matter how much it feels uncomfortable, and no matter how much, you know, opposition comes against me, I'm going to be steadfast and unmovable through the narrow way. And the more you walk in the kingdom, the more narrow that way gets, because your flesh has to die, because your mindset, your understanding, your intellect has to come in agreements with God's will. And of course, it's going to feel like you squoze up against the wall. Of course, it's going to feel like this, like you just the pressure. Of course, it's going to feel like that. But when you keep your eyes on God and you keep your mind on him, he gives you relief. He gives you new breath. He gives you rejuvenation. He gives you renewed strength, and you can keep on walking. Let me tell you something. I made a choice 18 years ago to follow God's will no matter what. If I had known what I know now, maybe I wouldn't have chosen it. But thank God that he doesn't give us too much and that he walks us through this situation. And so I say to all of you that may have been like, oh, poor thing or whatever, I question your kingdom understanding, because every one of us, David, Job, Paul, Peter, John, James, Elijah, we all went through the pressing. We all went through the process. And if you are walking in the kingdom of God, you are being pressed, you are being tested, and you are being tried, because God wants us to have endurance for these latter days. I don't care about how many people is laughing and, you know, having a good time and partying and celebrating and, you know, planning and they got their days planned and their money's planned and their clicks planned. I don't care anything about that. All I care about is being in God's will and letting God do all that he does through me and anybody else that he's using for his kingdom in his time. And that's what gives me strength, to know that I am pleasing the Father and knowing that I'm doing what he wants me to do. So I want you to say, know this, that in this day and time, this is a time to think about the narrow way, because very few go in it. And I don't know about you, but I just love the fact that God has called me to do something that everybody else is not doing. It's just something special about that. I look at that as like, you know what? I'm a winner. I'm a victor. I'm going a direction that everybody else can't go. Everybody can't go this way. And I am determined to win. I am determined to make it. I am determined to be the overcomer and the victor that God has called me to be. And so whenever I think about throwing in the towel and giving up and the pressure is so hard, God knows that my genuine thoughts and my plans is to be pleasing unto him and to do his will. So when he knows that that's in my heart, he gives me what I need to continue. I think about even Jesus when he was tired from not eating for 40 days, right? And so it was the end of his fast and the devil came and was tempting him with all of these things. And he was tired, and God knows, how would you feel if you just drank water for 40 days? I've done just drinking water for 7 days. And I'm telling you, you lose all kind of, you kind of get, you know, a little light. You can make it, but it's really your whole body changes because the nutrients and stuff that you normally eat is not in your body. You're just depending on faith and water, right? So I know that if I did that for 40 days, and I've done a whole fast for 21 days and 40 days of just water and juice, right? And still, without that, your body changes and you have to really walk by faith to make it through, right? So I say all that to say that Jesus, look at Jesus. And so when the devil came and was trying to tempt him to jump off the ledge, do this, show yourself, bring your angels, do all of these things, he said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh out of the mouth of God, right? God gave him strength, and he will do the same thing for you. No matter where you are in your journey, if you are determined to walk the path that God has given to you, and nothing is going to stop you. You know the devil like that. You know the devil is not going to be happy with you choosing to do it no matter what. So because of your effort, because of your mindset, because of your desire to be in God's will, no matter what, God is going to give you what you need. He's going to provide that strength. He's going to provide that restoration, that replenishment. He's going to breathe into you what you need. So I want to encourage those, listen, I know it's the year 2022 coming in, but as far as I'm concerned, the kingdom folks with the kingdom mindset is already in a new season. We're already there. It didn't matter if the year turned or whatever, we're already in the new season. So my thing is just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Keep praying, keep fasting, keep praising him, keep reading your word, and know that God has a plan for you, and he's going to make sure you get to where you need to be because he has predestined it. And I don't care how many people you see gathering and laughing and kikiing and spending money and planning big events and trying to do this and trying to do that and building this business and all of that. It doesn't even matter if it's not God's will. It doesn't even matter. What's important is what is God's will and what does he plan for your life and what is it that you're supposed to be doing? Stay in your lane and finish your race. All right. This has been Ministerial Moment. I love you. And I just speak success over you, that God will make you an influencer. I even decree and declare that you will be an influencer worldwide, that you will have more than enough resources to be a blessing to kingdoms, to nations, to cities, to states in the name of Jesus, that your mindset will be on him, that your thoughts and your ideas will be of him, that your heart will be of him. And I just pray that he will continue to create a clean heart in you and renew a right strength in you continually, that he will mold you and that he will prune you and that he will teach you and train you for the task that you have for his kingdom. Because I'm telling you right now, narrow is the way, honey. Be determined to make it through that narrow way. Challenge yourself. Fight against the wiles of the enemy by winning your race and going the narrow way. I'm telling you, very few Very few go through the narrow way. I want you to be blessed, and I believe in you because God has chosen you. Come on, somebody. I believe in you because God has chosen you. This is your time and your season to show God to be mighty and powerful. May you be an extension of his glory. May you be a sign and a wonder in this season. May you operate kingdom, because you are chosen by God. I love you so much. This has been Ministerial Moment. Ah, I'm on fire for the kingdom of God. I just love him so much. Mwah. Love you so much. God bless you. This has been Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back with Mary after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Rock-a-bye, baby. This is Vanessa Estelle Williams, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, my sister Mary Kim. How are you? Can you please pronounce your last name? Farkas? Is that how you say it?
Farkas.
Yeah. Oh, good. I got it right.
You got it right.
Hey, Mary Kim Farkas. How are you?
I'm amazing. That ministry just set me up a higher level, the narrow way. Woo.
Come on, girl. Narrow way, talk about it. Listen, I think we've all been there. It's just a matter of if we're going to stay in it or not, you know, because some of us want to get out of it really fast, but we're not finished yet. You know, God's still got stuff to do. And so many of us have challenges that we've been called to either to deal with or to overcome, right? So talk to us about Down syndrome. This is something that, you know, you don't hear a lot of people talking about it, but people have had family relatives with this or have had children with this, and they really need encouragement. And it seems like God has given you some wisdom and experience in this. Tell us about that.
Yes. Everything you said. So my history with Down syndrome, I grew up with in school. So I want to take it back to where my fear of any children or person with down with any type of special needs came from. As a kid growing up during the lunch period, we would hear, you know, you have several classrooms in the lunch period, so it's really loud, everyone's talking. Then all of a sudden, the entire lunch period would go silent, and all you hear is these silent whispers like that. And so you knew that the special needs, because back then you would call them special needs, it was a, you know, PC, it was okay to say that, you know, special needs community, you would see them walk along the side of the building, all of them with their head down. And we just stare and watch them move from one room to the next. That terrified me. I was like, we never saw them. We never heard about them. We never seen their face. They were never involved in any school activities. They were just these nomads, just like these people we didn't know about. So with that came a lot of stigma, came a lot of misinformation passed down from generation, from people, from peers. And so I knew at a young age, at 16, that I definitely wanted to be a mom. That was my career. I wanted to have 5 kids by the time I was 25, be married and all that, you know, white picket fence dream, right? And I lived that life during growing up as a teenager. I didn't take any medicine unless I was really sick. I tried to eat well. I didn't do any drugs. And I was like, okay, I'm going to prevent. When I'm ready to have kids, when I find my husband, I'm going to prevent having any child with special needs, because obviously I was ignorant. I was uneducated. And so I go through life. I'm 30 years old and I leave a 10-year relationship. And so with that, I had to refine myself because I'd lost my dreams, who I was within that relationship, trying to be the person that my partner wanted me to be so I could feel loved again. That's a different subject. So as, you know, a 30-year-old woman, I got my house, I traveled a lot, and I was about to turn 40. And I was not in a serious relationship. I did not have someone, a potential at that time. And my eggs were getting old. So I took it upon myself to have a child and went through that process. 7 tries later, I'm pregnant. I'm the happiest woman, pregnant woman ever. I was elated. The expected birth date was actually my birth mom's birthday. So I knew I was on the right path. I knew that this was, you know, when I feel that when God plants a seed in us, a dream in us that doesn't disappear, it's from Him. It's from God. Yes. It's your next path. And so I was like, great, I'm on the right path. Like, this is a sign. So as a 39-year-old woman, because you're over 35, the doctors always do all these extra tests and stuff. But I was all for it. It didn't matter to me. So we go through all the screenings, and the fetus is diagnosed with potential Down syndrome. I was shocked. I was like, what? How can this happen? I got a second opinion. I did up to 4 tests. All different types of tests, a blood test, the amnio test, another test. I went to a second opinion. I was like, this can't be. This is wrong. So with that, found out it's definitely the fetus is diagnosed with Down syndrome. I had 6 weeks to make a decision. And the genetic counselor that I was speaking to was not in favor of me keeping the baby and really pushed to abort the baby. I was tossed. I got all these books. I read all these books. And so what I had to do as a mom, because I was like, I went through a healing process. I literally, Dr. Gina, I literally cried for 6 weeks, ugly cried, going to work, coming home from work, at night, any moment. I don't even know how some days I actually got home safe. I was bawling my eyes out.
Wow.
I basically mourned the child that I dreamed of. And with that, I educated myself. I spoke to parents. I understood what a child with Down syndrome was and to the best of my ability. And what it came down to was two things. One is I don't know how I would have regained who I was or my belief in my situation and my life as a whole if I aborted the baby. But the number one reason was that I prayed to God all my life to have kids. And he gave it to me. And so here I am trying to decide whether I should keep the baby or not that God gave me finally at 39 years old. And I'm saying, well, he's not good enough. I'm going to get rid of him.
Wow.
And if I did that, how could I ever ask God for something else ever again? How could I ever pray for anything again? Because he, I'm pregnant. I'm full pregnant. He gave me a child that I've dreamt of. And so if I gave up on that, lost my faith in the reason why I'm going to be a mom with a child with Down syndrome, I can never pray for anything again and expect him to give it to me because I'm unappreciative of that. And so at the end of the day, that is really why I decided to keep the baby, because I couldn't not live without that my faith. And you know, the destiny that I've already experienced up to that time, to that moment. And so with that, I actually kept the baby. My son is going to be 9 on February 15th. I was induced on Labor Day, and he was born like at 2 o'clock in the morning. They weren't even expecting me to even start pushing until like 8 o'clock the next morning. But my son is like, if you get to know him, you know, he's just who he is. He's like, I'm ready. I'm coming. And he really is just the best gift. So that is my world with Down syndrome. And with that, I was really adamant about when my son was born that I'm not going to announce, oh, you know, here's the picture of him. He's got Down syndrome. Like, explain that. I felt that I'm not going to, like, point it out. If people ask, they'll be able to see. They're going to ask. But, you know, God works in these ways that we don't really realize at the moment. So he's born February 15th. He spent a week and a half in the NICU. And March 21st was rolling around. March 21st is World Down Syndrome Day. I did not know that it existed. But because I was on these different platforms, I found out like a week or so beforehand. And it's on March 21st because it represents the third copy of the 21st chromosome. And I instantly was thinking, I cannot let this day go by without being the voice for my son. I have to do something. And with that, I was like, it added another layer of purpose to his mom and to what I need to do for him and his community. And I wrote a poem, and it kind of just expresses my journey a little bit, my faith, my belief, and what are my expectations of the people that will be around him and what he's going to continue to give to me. And Dr. Gina, it's 8 years old now, almost 9. And it's so interesting how so much of what I said at the time, not knowing what the journey was really going to look like, not knowing the people that we will be surrounded with, that it resonates so much. I share it every year on World Down Syndrome Day. And I scared, nervous at like thought this. I think Instagram was not around at this time. So I shared my poem on Facebook like at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I literally like set the send button and I closed my computer. I'm like, I didn't want to look at it. I went to work and I did not look back at my Facebook page until like after lunchtime, because I wasn't sure of people's response. I was like nervous, like I'm now like announcing it. And it was so nerve-wracking, but I got a beautiful response, and my community has supported and loved on my son Desiderio so much. So, and another thing, I'm talking about God. Like, since
let me just ask you. Hold on, Mary. Sure. So let me just ask you. So with this being said, what encouraging words would you tell someone that may have had a child with Down syndrome? Like, this is, they're just finding out about it. What encouraging words can you tell them?
First, I would say, trust your journey. Believe that your child was made for you. That's my biggest lesson that I've learned. And the value that they will give you, the perceptions that what they will change in your mind as you see them grow and learn, it's amazing. I can't even put it into words, the power of having a child with Down syndrome. It changes you. It shifts you. It is nothing to be scared about. Yes, they come with challenges, but every child, typical or differently abled child, will come with challenges.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, it's just, I am so like, it's the best gift that you will get ever in your life. I want to say that. And the community as well, tap into the community. You will have support. But yeah, he's just changed my life, my perspective. Living in the moment is so much more magnified than it was. And I think because most of our children have developmental delays, physically, emotionally, mentally, and it really has allowed me to really hone in and receive and to look out for every little moment. Because with our kids, you know, a day ago, he was not able to do X, right? But then the next morning, he can do it. Like, it just magnifies the beauty of seconds, of moments, and just enjoying it and breathing. There's nothing to be worried. There's nothing sad about this. There's nothing to be worried about. Like, you're going to receive so many gifts that you did not believe in or perceive ever in your life.
Yes. Wow. That is really powerful. And I believe that every child is a true blessing from God. I do believe that no matter what the situation is, God, you know, will not, again, give you too much that you can't handle. And, you know, a lot of us have, you know, make questions and say, well, Lord, why me? Or, you know, and I'm just saying, you may not have been that, but some people may be like, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? Is this a curse? Is this, you know, whatever. I just would just encourage people to just step out of themselves for a moment. And only if you believe, it's really easier. Well, I'm not going to say that. I believe that when you are keeping your faith in God, It is something about that relationship with him that gives you a different perspective. You still may ask the questions because, of course, as a mom, you want to be protective of your children. Is it my fault that they're suffering? Did I do something wrong? You know what I'm saying? That's your first thing. Like, what could I have done? Did I eat the right thing? Did I, you know, when I went on that roller coaster when I was 3 months old, did you have those type of thoughts ever? Like, was
I did. I didn't really have about the eating and the any kind of, you know, chemicals that I put in, because I really was really adamant about really not doing that. But, you know, there were decisions that I made in my 20s and late 20s that I'm not the proudest that I made some of those choices in that, you know, looking back. And so some of those things came up during this process of trying to figure out, you know, what am I going to do with my fetus? And I did blame myself. Like, even though I know God is with me all the time, and he knows why I've made decisions that I've made. I've never really made decisions to hurt people or to, you know, but I made decisions to self-sabotage myself, right? And so he knows my why, and he knows where I am today. But I did question, like, am I now being punished? Because the thing I ran away from, the thing that I was trying to avoid, and it's sitting here right flat face, you know, right in front of my face, with the biggest dream, one of the biggest dreams that I kept praying to God for. And so he's given it to me, but because now it's going to have Down syndrome because I did X, Y, and Z. And so that's a lot of guilt, and that's a lot of mourning and soul searching. And like I said in the beginning, I really just, at the end of the day, relied on my faith and like trusted his, my journey that he's given me. And that allowed me to kind of move forward in a good space without that guilt, without that worry, and just trust. Well, yeah, I did have that.
That is it. I'm telling you, because I can only imagine, like I said, you know, it being, if I was in that situation, I don't know what kind of questions I would be asking, but, you know, how can I fix it? What can I do? But in the way of being in a relationship with the Father, it really does help you to get a different perspective. Like, you know, in a kingdom way, you would think, oh, God has something for this child to do. He's something special that God wanted him to be on this earth. And he trusted me with such a delicate situation, you know, so I must have the strength. So that's why it's so important to surround you yourself with people of God, you know, that can encourage you, a positive influence, or that can speak life into a situation that looks at the glass half full and not half empty, because there's so many different perspectives. And the most important perspective is always a positive one, you know, seeing, you know, the trees among the forest. You know, some people can't see the trees in the forest, but if you could see them, you know, each one of them in the forest, you know, that means that you have a eye for what is currently in your situation and what is your now. And so I just believe that, you know, God trusted you with such a responsibility, you know, because you're enough to talk about the responsibility, and you're bold enough to talk about the rewards of it and how it's being, you know, a blessing, and how you're helping so many other people. You know, that's the thing. You know, your child has stirred up something in you that will go out to arenas you probably never thought that you would go out in, and be able to speak on such matters that you never thought that you would speak in. And so, you know, now thing is what's next? He's gotten older, you've gotten more experience. You know, what is God asking you to do now in this arena? Is there more? Is there travel? Is there, you know, conventions? Is there books? Is there manuals? Is there radio? Is there television? There's so much more, because there's so many more parents out here, you know, that are experiencing this situation even today. With even more modern medicine and technology since you've had your child. You know, how can you help these new parents? You know, there's just so much more. So what are your thoughts about that?
I 100% agree. It's so, when you shared just now about the journey in regards to, I've been telling my son since he was born, God gave you to me, and he's trusting me with you to help you grow and foster you. Like, I do not take that lightly, but I've been saying that to him almost every single day, that he gave me to you, like he trusted me with your life to teach you, to help you grow, to be the best, to foster where you at, to where you want to go in life. So I love that you said that, because that's really just been me trying to pour into him his value, his worth, that he matters. Because before this journey, I didn't believe that. I didn't believe social media kids, you know, mattered, because I was running away from it. And I know there's such a big stigma still, or just not a big stigma, I want to say so much, because it is, but uneducated, unknowns. And so I try at every moment, even with my family and close friends, you know, I try to explain my son's journey and where he's at as an educational. So I kind of use moments to say, you know, this is why this happens, and it's okay. And I still have family that come to me, and my son's 8, he's going to be 9, and ask me questions silently, and they feel a little embarrassed. But I would say, like, do not be embarrassed. Like, ask me anything, because I had to educate myself. I was unknown. And so with that, where I see it going in the future is, I'm going to be loud and proud about it. I am in the process of pulling together all my journals. I've been journaling my entire life, and part of that journaling and story is going to be about my son's journey, my journey with my son, Down syndrome, speaking engagements. I'm looking to do podcasts. Like, I'm just really going to go forward in 2022 and just break out of any insecurities I've had about speaking my mind and my voice and utilizing it to bring awareness to my son, to the Down syndrome community. And it's so interesting. I believe because I pour so much into my child every day, like every single day, I spend 5 minutes with him. We have our snuggle time and I tell him all the things that are positive about him, like how he's so smart and what he's doing and that his voice matters, like every single day. And so he has this empowerment aspect of him that, and confidence that just exudes him in every way. And so I allow him to utilize his voice. He's nonverbal, but he does have a communication device that he communicates with, but also he does write hand over hand. And that is where I help him utilize a utensil by holding his grip tight so he can move the pencil but still be able to hold it because he still has a very loose grasp. And so I use that to allow him to speak his voice. And he's, you know, written down a couple storybooks. And so he enjoys that. And part of the journey going forward is to publish his books and just keep encouraging him to speak his mind, and because his voice and his thoughts matter because he's experiencing it. But yes, I see all of that, and that is part of what I've been trying to work on these last few weeks.
I love it. I just say let God just order your steps and let him just direct you, and it's going to be really, really amazing. And by the time, you know, your child is even as an adult, there'll be so much more even for him to do, and, you know, so many more opportunities for him to be, you know, encouraging to other kids and adults. I mean, it's just so much ministry in the two of you, you know, and your family, that's going to help and inspire so many people. Mary, I'm excited about what God is going to use you to do, you and your child. And I'm just so thankful for just him choosing you both to like bring awareness, but also comfort and strength, you know, in every season dealing with Down syndrome, and also awareness for people, you know, so when they get those calls and people are raising money and, you know, medicine or, you know, training or teaching or therapy or whatever is needed for every child and young adult and adult with Down syndrome, it'll be, you know, they'll think again about, you know, saying, no, not this year, not this time. Maybe they'll donate, you know, something to help the cause a little bit further. So tell everybody where they can follow you and how they can connect with you.
Sure. Mary Kim Farkas, and that's M-A-R-Y, K as in kite, I as in igloo, M as in mom, Farkas, F as in Frank, A as in apple, R as in Ralph, K as in kite, A as in apple, S as in Sam. I'm on all platforms as my name, basically. So the biggest, you know, on Facebook, I'm on Clubhouse, Instagram. They can follow me there. I am going to, if anyone wants to get onto my mailing list, definitely hit me a message on Instagram and I will add you to my mailing list, because when I do release everything or there's also some speaking engagements that are planned coming up in the new year, I will be offering, you know, first dibs and discounts and all that other extra fun stuff. But so yeah, on any social platform, as my name.
All right. Sounds good. Mary Kim Farkas. Go and follow her on every social media outlet, Google her and et cetera. All right, Mary, you have been amazing. So glad to have you on the show. We met on Clubhouse. I'm so glad we did. God bless you, sister. Until next time. I love you so much, girl.
Thank you, Dr. Gina, so much for this platform and opportunity and allowing me to speak on Down syndrome and my son and my journey. I appreciate you so much. Love you.
God bless you. Merry Christmas. Love you too. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Mm-hmm. let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
Hi, this is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, and now the touring play, Pride and Joy. You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
You want to try it again?
I can if you want.
Okay, now.
Hi, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, and now the touring production of Pride and Joy, the Marvin Gaye story. You are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, holiday outfit panic, love layers, Mayo culture have it all down to the essentials. Beat the holiday rush with fast and free shipping. Plus, buy now and pay later at www.mayoculture.com. www.mayoculture.com. All right, joining us right now is Mark Rutland. How are you, Dr. Mark?
Hi, Dr. Gina. Nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad to have you. I'm so glad to have you because you got a brand new book out, and I'm excited about it, of Kings and Prophets. Talk about it, Dr. Marcus, New York. You are a New York Times best-selling author. Talk about your new book.
Well, I'm very excited about it. It's my 20th, and it's taken off. It's doing very, very well. It basically is a book about the conflict between supernatural authority, divine authority, and secular power.
Wow.
How political leadership clashes with spiritual leadership. That's the basic concept of the book.
Wow.
It uses the tension between the Old Testament prophets and the kings they confronted. It uses them as the laboratory, but it applies to anything, even today. But that's the tension that it uses.
I want to talk about more when you talk about the secular. Talk about that when you brought that in. You bring a comparison somehow with the secular. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yes. No matter how basically good or anything else a political or military leader is, still their they have to deal with their own desire for power. Even King David, Jehoshaphat, those great kings, still what they were was kings. So
yes,
and when you have political power or military power, or I use the word king to mean anybody in great, so it could mean billionaire celebrity who is in a sense a king of his own world.
Yes,
when that conflicts, when that desire for power conflicts with what God is saying, it's in that point of friction where you find out who that king is, and whoever is speaking to that person, that's when you find out who the prophet is too.
Wow. I really love that, because, you know, God has been, you know, having me watch a lot of these, like Queen Catherine and Queen Elizabeth, and learning about kingdom and just having that voice of consultation around them in leadership to that degree. And God always has a prophet that will minister the heart of the Father to each and every king. So I love that you're saying that, even in comparison to, you know, the Old Testament to the New Testament, until now the dispensation that we live in now, is that, you know, any leader, anybody that God has called to the front fold as an influencer, right, and his chosen vessel, there is a voice that God would like for us to be able to listen to. Because I think it talks about that in the Ecclesiastes, when it talks about how only a fool, it would be better to be a poor person, you know, that takes counsel, than a rich fool that does not take counsel. Right. So it's important for us to have that counsel. Are you saying that, Dr. Mark?
Yes, it's important to have that counsel. And look at it on the other side. When God gives a believer particularly, but when God gives a person access to people of authority and power, that's a great gift. And it says in Proverbs, a person's gift will bring them before kings.
Right.
So that's a great gift. However, it's a tremendous responsibility, and the suction of power around a person is so seductive, Dr. Gina. It's that you have to, if you are positioned close to somebody of power or celebrity, you have to really guard your own heart, because
wow,
there may be things that God wants to say through you into that situation. And if you are seduced by the fear of losing the power, losing that access to power, you'll keep your mouth shut, or you'll cut corners on what you say.
Wow. Now that is a powerful word. That is powerful right there. Go ahead, Dr. Mark.
There's a huge verse of scripture in Proverbs. And for a long time, I had real trouble understanding it. It says, when you sit at the table of a rich man, put a knife to your own throat.
Oh!
And I saw recently what it means, that you can sit down, you're brought to the table, God puts you there, that's fine, that's great. God can position you, maybe your best friend becomes an NFL quarterback. Okay, that's fine, and that's a great gift.
But when you sit
at his table, you've got to check your own self.
Yes.
Because it can be very seductive.
You got to be able to say what thus say the Lord, period. You got to risk not having him as a friend. You cannot get caught up in your emotions, your flesh, because you have to be the voice. You have to be God's mouthpiece no matter what. Think about Samuel, the prophet,
yeah,
right? Samson. Was it Samson or Samuel? The prophet that talked to King Saul, was it, and chose David? Was
yes,
that sin?
Yes.
Which one? I can't remember.
Samuel is the one who confronted Saul, and
that's
Nathan,
right,
is the one who confronted. Nathan is the one who confronted David.
There you go. And, yeah.
You know, exactly. You know, we have all this use. Now, everybody talks about speaking truth to power. You hear it everywhere, speaking truth to power. But a lot of times there's no real risk in it. Some seventh grade boy stands up in class and cusses out his English teacher, and then he thumps himself on his chest that he was speaking truth to power, when actually he was just a rebellious little brat.
Right, right.
We say things in a political arena where we know the people there are in agreement with what I'm going to say. And I know they're going to give me a standing ovation. But I say to myself, I'm speaking truth to power. But you want to talk about speaking truth to power? Look at the prophets. Those kings had no check on their power.
Wow.
There was no Supreme Court. There was no Congress. The law was embodied in the king. So when John the Baptist says to Herod, you have no right to have your sister-in-law as your wife.
Yes.
Herod first put him in prison and then cut his head off. That's that's the risk of speaking truth to power.
This is what I'm talking about all day long right here. This is what God is ministering. I'm telling you, he said it to me, and I know that this is the heart of God. I know that you are speaking this truth. I'm so excited about your book, and I need to have you come back here in 2022. We got to set that up. I will call your booking agent and make that happen, if that's all right with you, Dr.
Please.
Mark, because this is
I'm always honored to be with you.
Yeah, this is what we need right here. I hear you loud and clear. It's just an echo, and it feeds my soul, my heart, and my spirit is in agreement with it, and I'm so thankful. Listen, this is the truth right here, and you got to go get his book. You got to go and purchase it right now. It's everywhere books are sold, of kings and prophets. Go and get your copy right now. Dr. Mark Rutland, this is my friend. He is a family member to the show. We love you. Tell everybody where they can follow you, Dr. Mark.
They can go to drmarkrutland.com, or they can go to the ministry website, which is Global Servants. Find out everything about what we do, about our girls' homes, and all the sales of the book. Gina, I keep none of it, not one penny. It all goes to support the girls' homes in Thailand and West Africa.
I love it. Am I saying your last name correctly, Dr. Mark?
Yes, Mark Rutland, R-U-T-L-A-N-D, Dr. Mark Rutland.
Sure, I wanted to make sure, because I want them to go and follow you and look you up on Instagram and every bit of social media. I love what you're doing in Thailand. This is what ministry is all about. God bless you, and we're going to get you back here sometime in January. So please be on the lookout for Dr. Mark Rutland joining us again so we can talk more about this, because this is what we need. It's time to raise up. God is raising up bold mouthpieces for his kingdom, for his glory, so we can get some order right here on earth. Okay, this is what is needed to be, because it's just too much going on, and God is raising up people that are bold enough to say exactly what he wants them to say at risk of losing friends, popularity, and comfort. Right, Dr. Mark?
Amen. You said it very well. That's exactly right.
I love you, Dr. Mark. So awesome. All right, you guys, go follow him. Dr. Mark, I love you. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll be chatting with you again in the as soon as possible. Hopefully January will be the date.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Dr. Mark, I love him. You guys, this was an amazing show. We learned so much. We got inspired by the energy and the Holy Ghost operating through Dr. Mark. He is so powerful in speaking God's truth. I love that. I love what Mary Kim came and shared with us about Down syndrome. I love you guys. Listen, have a Merry Christmas. I love you guys. Next week is the 29th, so I'll be saying Happy New Year to you. But Merry Christmas. You guys be blessed. Love you so much. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you, Dr. Gina. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Show.